Yes. Okay.
Is there a pen?
Is there a pen anywhere? Okay, let's begin. Village of Pomona Board of Trustees meeting, January 26th. It's now 7:30. President and myself, Mr. Greenberg, and Mr. Zeidel. So we have a quorum. I'm sure we'll be joined by the two other members soon. Also with us, our village clerk and our trusted village attorney. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mark.
Okay, so nobody here for open public comment period, so we'll begin. Good day. Floor is yours.
For his assistance with the live streaming. The Winter 2026 exhibition, titled What's Love Got to Do with It, is scheduled to open February 8th with an opening reception the following Sunday, February 15th. Exhibition artists include John H. Davis, digital photography, Eric David Lakshman, sculpture, and Edward Walsh. A sculpture. The music performer will feature Henrik Lopez with a guest performer. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via YouTube. The March show concert is scheduled for Saturday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. and will feature Smithy Strutt. More detail will follow in the next report. The set of puppet play is scheduled for Sunday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Puppetry will be performed by Pomona resident, Baba Pollitt, and a guest performer. More detail will follow in the next report. The Spring 2026 exhibition is scheduled to open Sunday, April 12th, with an opening reception the following Sunday, April 19th, from 3 to 6 p.m. The first budget for the event is $350 for hospitality and $400 for the musician, for the total of $750. I would like the mayor, the board, to give approval the budget of $750 for the spring exhibition.
I will make a motion to approve for this expenditure of $350 for hospitality, $450 numeration for the musician, totaling $750 for the spring 2026 exhibition, seconded by Mr.
Second.
Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 4, 1 absent. Okay.
Thank you. Good
Thank you. Good day. Keep warm.
Except to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Is the parking lot clear? From snow, they came?
I was going after the meeting and did rep that way to check.
No. By you.
Where,
oh, you didn't go check. Okay.
Yeah. Let us, I was after meeting.
If there's a problem, tell email Moshe so he can notify
Mr. Meredith.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the village board meeting from December 15th, 2025. Seconded by Mr.
You were here last
one? Yes. By Mr. Zeidel. Any corrections, insertions, deletions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0-1 absent. Approval of Treasury reports. Mr. Lasker, you do the honors?
Yeah. Approval of Treasury reports. Okay, Trustee Lasker moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $112,586.50 $1,007.21, set forth from page 10 in the monthly abstract listing dated December 9th, 2025 through January 23rd, 2026, as submitted, is hereby approved subject to the visual order by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of December 12th, 2025, December 26th, 2025, January 9th, 2026, and January 23rd, 2026, as set forth in payroll, the amounts of $11,978.89, $11,908.21, $15,517.56, and $11,049.27, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to the visual orders by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
The reason why the third one is larger is because we paid an extra week, I believe, for our building inspector who stayed an extra week till and it was only being able to be paid after his anniversary date.
Basically,
a week that he was able to take vacation.
So he could stay and continue
working. As per legal advice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1.
Okay. We have an appointment for a ZBA member.
Yes.
Mr. Lasker, you want to do the
you
honors?
Do the, no, you.
I'll do
You're the
appointment.
The mayor.
I'll do the appointment, but we'd like
Mayor, the dates are, and Brian, he has to make the motion for the date.
The current term
of
to fill the remainder of the term.
To fill the remainder of the term, you have to name the name of who is filling the remainder.
Why? Who left?
No, he's a holdover.
So we have a holdover who's
No. He's the current holdover. He was until 23, then he became a holdover, and now we're putting in somebody else till 20. But because it's stacked, so we can't just give him 5 years now.
No, it's till the end.
So he just makes the motion, the appointment until April 3rd, 2028.
Does this require a motion or this?
Yeah, it's a motion.
Okay, so I would like to appoint.
You forgot there was a time when
someone
else's motion.
Correct. Now it reminds me of old days.
Wonderful.
We're gone.
What's going on?
This is good old days from the battle days. So I would like to appoint Mr. Moshe Levy to fill in the remainder of
the term,
which will end on
April 3rd,
2028, for the Zoning Board of Appeals, seconded by Mr. Lasker.
Who's Moshe Levy?
Moshe Levy is a neighbor of yours. You know him because you see him regularly, I think. He volunteered to help us out. As you know, we have difficulties getting a quorum sometimes, as Mr. Orange here can testify.
With the zoning board?
With the Zoning Board of Appeals and
planning has a full
yeah,
board.
Also, planning in 2025 was not very busy. I think they had 4 meetings for the entire year, maybe
zoning
three.
Zoning board got busy. No.
The zoning board is much busier for whatever reason, and Mr. Orange had a few times where it was difficult to get a quorum.
Mayor, if I may interrupt, when was the? Did you ever meet the board member that we're replacing? That he was a holdover. Did he ever show up?
You reached him once because he did not know my phone number, and once.
And did he ever come to any meeting?
He never came to a meeting, and once he knew what my phone number was, he never answered again.
Okay,
so he wasn't.
So who recommended Levy?
The chairman went around, and the chairman, you know.
Jesse Coffin.
Yeah,
he's the chairman now.
Yeah. Well, you voted for it, and. April.
What's his name? Not the chairman anymore? Kolak?
No. Kolak is the chairman of the planning board. Jesse has been chairman for a year and a half at this point.
I voted for?
Yes, you did. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes 4-0-1.
Does he have to take the oath of office, Brian?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
So please
come before the next.
Yeah. So please, Jesse will give you his number.
I have his number.
Call him. Tell him. Give him a short rundown as much as you can. And before the meeting, make sure to tell him that he needs to come at a certain point, maybe before the meeting, to sign the oath of office.
He can do it the day of the meeting if that's what he wants.
Just make sure he does it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
Oath, you know the oath of office, yeah?
What is it?
The oath of office, that booklet, remember?
I affirm whatever.
He lives on tarot or something.
Yes, right? Correct.
Yeah, but you know the book. You know, the book where you fill in and you sign.
We did the same procedure.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
That is true. You are correct.
Elon, any other issue on that appointment?
As Mr. Greenberg just correctly mentioned, from now on, what we'll do, we'll try to make this more orderly, so we'll fill up vacancies in a way that would be. We'll let everybody put in some names, and we'll do it in a very
good
fashion.
Oh, my biggest pleasure, but we wanted the chairman to figure out...
So he wanted to suggest someone to the chairman. So next appointment we'll have,
A few seats on the planning board.
Correct. So
There's a few people.
We just got people.
No, there's two people on the planning board that are bugging to leave. Mark Friedman would like to leave.
Oh.
He's a holdover.
I'm never going to let him leave.
Oh, okay. So that's your choice. You choose.
Okay, but just so you know,
there are positions available if you're desperate to find someone.
No, I'm not desperate to find anyone. Okay. Somebody had just approached me about this, but that's okay.
Okay, I don't think I have anything for old business. Anyone else for old business? Building and maintenance, I don't think we have anything.
Maintenance, just to the point of, we can do the trustee period. The roads were a little bit better done, still needs a lot of progress.
I don't know what you're smoking.
Again,
they were horrible
again,
down
again,
in the road.
Again, let me finish my statement. Then you can hack whatever you want.
Okay.
The roads were a little bit better done, meaning there was better communication with the highway department. Is it good? No. Cul-de-sacs are still suffering. There was two trucks that got stuck in Pomona over the last, this past snowstorm, knocked them out for at least an hour or two. They had to send a replacement, so that caused some hardship. I did, and I'm suggesting to my fellow board members, if anybody reaches out to you, especially over weekends, I just tell them call the 845 number of the Ramapur Havistroh PD, wherever that is. As soon as they get a call, they log it in, and they have to call the highway department to inform them. That makes the truck come, again, not within 15 minutes, but within the next 2 hours, that truck driver knows he has to focus on those roads. Then during village hours, the best would be take a picture or two, send it to the clerk, and he will send it to the highway department. Are they doing a great job? Could be better. Do we have another option? As of now, no. So it's not like we have too many options. I'm just saying I do want to thank the highway department for at least being an open channel, which it was lacking in the past. The superintendent was more talkative. He was sharing information as things were going, when the department was open, when the department was closed, what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. Did we get everything? No. But it was better communicated than in the past. I would tell that. I can tell you that in the last snowstorm, we had a small fiasco. The mayor tried to deal with it. It wasn't going anywhere. But long story short, they apologized, and the highway apologized, and it looks like they're trying to do better. Could they do more? Yes, a lot better. But just on a side note, I mentioned I was in New Square, and the highway superintendent was there, and he's like, oh, Pomona. I was like, listen, all I'm asking is give us the same attention and care that you give for New Square. I'll be happy. And they were all laughing at the table. So yes,
G'day's also laughing. So
now with the MTA raise of $3 or whatever doesn't do anything.
Okay.
What do I tell people that, you know, this is what I pay my taxes for? I have nothing to tell you.
Okay, sorry. Yes, I pay taxes for.
Okay. So, Mr. Lasker, we'll take that.
I don't have something better, but they got to do something.
We'll talk about that in a second, because we'll talk about second something that if you want to look into, you might want to look at more, or you might decide it's not worth it. Let's talk in a second. So, Mr. Lasker, for you, that's 10 and 11. So, that's building and trustee spirit.
I said it can be under trustee
spirit. Ranan, floor is yours. Mark, floor is yours.
Yes. No parking signs on Boer and Stag. Now at the school across the street every night.
What is that?
Much of Shabbos.
There are events right now.
There are now events already?
Yeah. Right now there's an event. Right
now, they're renting it out.
Right now, there's
they
an
don't
event.
Rent it out. They have it last night. Much shot. Last night there was an event.
And now,
what type of event?
And now,
where is this?
Last night they had the school play.
Okay.
So they park on both sides and Boer. So the residents of Boer can't.
So
you
today,
can't drive.
I will say this. Today they brought in Chaverim or Yadidim, whatever it was, and there is a car there, making sure people don't come in. However, you're correct. We need to do more. I just want to say,
but
today there's someone there.
We discussed it in the past. I mentioned it to the school that there's a request to put no parking signs on that street. They were like, ouch, what I said. Listen, you guys are causing it for yourself. I can't help it. I mentioned it when they had the ribbon cutting. I was there for another reason, even though I was on the zoning board up there. When they had the zoning, I came out a little bit against it. I think we discussed the ones. The problem at stake is twofold. Number one, you need PD to enforce it, and it's Ramapo PD, so good luck. So that part I can't tell. I'm not the policeman, so we could just. And number two, the residents on their block are going to suffer from it too. Because if you're going to put no parking there at any time, the residents, when they're going to have guests, they can't park on the street either. So what's going to happen then?
They're well aware of that.
So maybe I have an idea. Wait. Let all the residents from that street sign a petition, Brian. Is that better? If all the residents, because I don't want Moshe, I don't want that we're going to have it for three, and then the other three or four are going to come up. I never agreed to that, and I want to have for my guests. Now I'm asking Moshe, let's discuss this. It's like a stop.
I'm discussing it. I'm
so
not,
let's discuss it as a speed table where we ask for petitions from residents, and we put it up only if there's a request. I don't know. Because once we put it up, we can't take it down.
I understand that.
Can you,
Brian? First of all, Elon, what is the procedure?
Do you know
the procedure?
Yeah, yeah.
If we want to put no
yes.
stuff, you need marking expenses review
could,
on it or not?
Can you ask? Can you ask the person just to get signatures from the other four or five neighbors?
I can ask. I don't know if he'll be, you know, willing to do that, or if he can get it. But it still doesn't change the fact that when they're parked on both sides of the streets, you can't drive down the streets. Boys
by the way, I know of a shul that has a lot of events every night, and you can't drive on that street either.
No,
in Hidden Valley, I think.
I don't think that's the case.
No.
A lot of times, it's very hard to drive.
I know.
They park on one side of the street.
It's only one side? Okay.
And there's a parking lot.
And
there's not a fence every night.
No,
not that I know of.
Now, again, be as it may, just for today, there is chaverim there, so the school is doing something.
And Mendy, if somebody complains, then put no parking signs. I'm okay with that.
So the question is,
can you ask him to get the signatures?
I'll ask him.
Okay, thank you. And yeah,
but I don't think we need signatures, but I'll ask him.
The question is, like, do you want to antagonize other neighbors? That's the question.
I don't want them after this.
I can't imagine any neighbor is going to be
let him sign.
So
we'll just cover.
Because I'm ISO, there's nothing we can do with the school. The school's not in our district.
Correct.
They can do whatever they want.
Correct.
But it's not fair to our residents to have enough block that they can't get in and out of their
district. I agree with it. We'll do it. And we'll do it. If everybody agrees, let's go for it. Just get everybody on board just so there's no neighbor that says a problem.
No, I have the one for the speed
table. Now, concerning what you asked about the...
Brian suggested...
Okay, he'll get signatures.
Wait. Yeah. Brian is going to prepare a legal language, that's going to identify whatever to the request. It's similar to the speed table, but a little bit different, to make it clear to them that the no parking sign will be in effect all time, and that will create that, or you want to do it not during weekends, I don't know, it's up to you how you want to word it, but you got to be careful how you word it, could it be discrimination about it, by putting a sign like this?
No parking now.
Yeah, because no, because the school is going to say you're doing it only in our hours, not.
Well, I don't know if you could do it that specific for hours. But
so it's better to do it all time.
In New York City, you have no parking for certain hours.
Yeah, but they're not geared to the hours of a business or a synagogue. They're geared to either business in general, like 9 to 5, or, you know, nighttime.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, he said the time.
No, they have weekends, no weekend parking, or...
Yeah, you could do weekend, no weekends.
You can do it at night. I think most of the problem is just at night, because that's when they have their...
So, fine, so let's do twofold. Number one, Brian is going to prepare a petition, so we have all the residents on the block sign. Just for our own sake. You don't want afterwards two or three comes and never agree to.
Well, because if they have people over their house, they won't be able to park either. So that's why you want to know that they're on board, because they may not like it so much.
No, they'll park on the side of the street that you could park on.
Oh, so you
only want one side. Only one side.
You don't want, but you know what that means. That side is going to have cars all the time.
The other side, yeah. They're aware of it.
Okay.
They just can't get into their street.
Petition,
do you think that... So.
Because the people who live on that side would rather, who should agree on it.
I would still do both sides.
We have to do a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, realistically,
Brian says we should have a petition from all the neighbors, even though it's only one side, no parking. And that's it. And we'll have the wording. I'll send it to you by the end of the week. Once Brian prepares it, hopefully, when he has time
okay.
for us.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Yes.
Okay. So, so we'll get the language, get the signatures. Okay.
No.
Okay.
What other streets? Just two?
Boar, I know. Stag hasn't come to me again. He came to you.
Yeah, but you want to ask them?
So I can ask them.
Tara also?
No.
Okay.
There's no school on Tara.
I just want to make
sure. Tara just wants the streets plowed. When they need to be plowed.
I got it.
Concerning the plowing.
I know. Is Wood Lane or plowed?
Woodfield was terrible.
Concerning the plowing. As you know, there is a limited availability of organizations that will do it. Havistraw refused to do it, to take more on what they have. The village of Aramont is the only municipality that went private.
That we know. There's others, but that we know.
In certain years, the early years, it was highly problematic. This year, from what I understand, from one of the trustees, it's going well. If you want to look into it a little bit more, maybe give a phone call to Mr.
Perez?
No.
Shimon Moses.
Deputy Brian Moses. And maybe if you can see what he thinks and see if you want to explore this more.
Okay.
The main concern is that if it doesn't work, you can't go back to Ramapo. Once you leave Ramapo, you can't go back.
Because they're going to take somebody else. Instead of
correct.
They'll fill the hole.
And that's it. So
and you need to find somebody for highway maintenance also for the roads, like potholes and all that stuff. It's kind of wearing a pickle. It's very simple.
Unfortunately.
I have a call out to Mary Mamdani, see if he'll...
Yes,
he
correct.
He will come himself.
Yes.
He will come himself.
Yes.
He got to do himself for himself.
Yeah, if he does it himself. Yeah, I think
no,
he did
okay,
today.
Wearing a pickle, but again, what do we... I get calls all day now.
I get, and I tell them what to do. You have to, instead of you eating yourself up,
I do.
You tell them there's an issue. If it's during night and weekends, you tell them, please call Ravenpo PD, and it works. I'm telling you, it works. They send out, not only this, I had a guy who called me.
Okay,
that
let's move on. Come on.
Somebody wants to go.
All I'm saying is, you heard this before.
Yes.
And okay.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not a good situation. I will, however, ask our county legislator to look into a third option. We'll see what happens.
Moshe, anything?
Okay, maybe.
The office period.
Yeah, Mr. Orange, floor is yours.
Yeah, we just need to switch the lock at the mayor's office because it's not working properly. The whole system over there has to be switched.
Can you?
Zami can't open the door?
You cannot open it from outside. It's doing a little bit problems, and we need a key for it.
He doesn't have a key?
He has a key, but I need a key for it when he's not there.
Okay.
To open it for.
Okay.
Can you get a quote, please?
Yes.
Okay. How many quotes do we need? Two? Three. Right, two or three quotes.
How much is it, roughly? What are you talking about?
$200?
$200.
Nah, I think that's just verbal even. I don't think you need
it. Okay, just ask. Get two quotes and, okay? Okay. If anybody has a locksmith,
they want to give a number for.
Okay, Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
Like,
what?
Just one more thing. I would like to thank Mr. Lasker for being available.
I'm doing it on behalf of the mayor. You're welcome.
What is it?
I'm doing it on behalf of the mayor.
No, you appreciate it. No problem.
Okay. Anytime.
So on behalf of the mayor, the floor is now for Mr. Nugent.
Nothing for the public, mayor.
Anything for executive session?
No. I do not.
If there's okay. Thank you.
Hey, work good day.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Seconded by Mr. Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
401.
Today you're lucky that the cultural center doesn't have the town of Ramapo snowplowing your place.